Blog Talk Radio.
Yep. Yo, what's poppin'? Motherfucking PSA podcast, man. What's poppin'? Big show tonight. Got Shotgun Shook calling up here in a minute. You know what I mean? It's been a good couple segments out. Y'all niggas have not gone on the PSA podcast. I don't know what the fuck is going on. We got Goods and Surf going back and forth. Goods talking about Tay Rock and Surf. We got Gun Titles on there talking about all kind of crazy shit. You know what I mean? I can't wait to chop it up. My nigga Shotgun Shook, my favorite battle rapper that makes music. That's facts. You know what I mean? Drizzy, I don't know if you see Shook on there at all. You know what I mean? Let me see him. He's on right now, son.
Shook in the building, man.
Yeah.
What up, my nigga?
What's good?
400 block. What's good, man?
You're already maintaining.
My nigga, are you ready? Fucking, are you ready, nigga?
I ain't ready.
Shook, what you mean you always ready? My nigga, this is a different kind of battle, my nigga. What you mean?
Man, hey, man. Listen. Hold on. Yo, let me tell you something.
Hitman, so you gotta think how he going into this battle. Like, he going off the face off. Like, I mean, so he sink in his mind. Like, he really sink this though. He know. He think he know everything I'ma say. The face off is like a show off. Like, I'ma talk about everything opposite of that. You know what I mean? He going to get right. I guarantee. I'm a 30 him, my nigga.
Come on, Shug.
I'm going to leave it there.
Shug, all right, hear me out, Shug. Hear me out. I fucks with you, my nigga. I'm not saying this because you on air. It's on PSA podcast. Scroll all the way down to the motherfucking bottom, my nigga. I said Shug 2-1. I gave the reason. This is the reason why I'm going with you. I'm going to give you a reason why I'm going with you. I think this is the biggest battle of your career. Personally speaking, my nigga, I don't think you gave a fuck about that Sue Surf battle. You know what I'm saying? Your last couple battles, the Enes battle, I don't think, I'm not co-signing when I say this, Shug. I don't think you gave a fuck about those niggas, and I think you should. If you battle a nigga, you should come out there. But I think Hitman is the nigga you want. I don't think them other niggas you've been battling, you don't give a fuck about none of them niggas. Am I right on that?
Nah. You know, this is the one right here.
I know.
Yeah, you know what this about. You know what we doing. You know what I mean?
Mm.
You know what we doing. Listen, man, I'm going to tell you this, man. He ain't never been talked to like this, man. I watched all his battles, all 24 of them.
So you've been on. So you've been watching the game tapes then?
Oh, yeah, of course, man. I've been studying this thing, man.
It's
been 4 years. Before, yeah, I've been watching him. Nobody never said this to him, man. I be watching this like, y'all, he battled something. I'm like, waiting for a nigga to say it. Now, nobody ain't touched this? Oh, this nigga's crazy? Oh, they must fuck with him. Oh, okay.
Mm.
Now, I don't fuck with him like that. So, I'm going to talk about it, man. We going to talk about a lot of shit, man. Like, you ain't never, like, you can ask niggas I spar with, man. Like, this the best Shug you going to get, man. Best put together, like, it ain't even about, but you know, usually I just come in, I be wild, I be like all over the place. So it's like, this the best put together Shug you going to get, man. That's all I'm saying, man. I'm fucking like 30 him.
Dirt? All right, Shug, let me ask you a question. Being that, even though it's at the crib, you a Jersey native, we know that, Newark native, this, that, and the third, my nigga. Is this really a home court advantage for you, though, coming off
not,
a nigga that we haven't seen battle in a long time?
No, Jersey a hard crowd, though, man. You really got to be saying some shit.
Right.
You know what I'm
saying? That's what I'm saying.
So it ain't really no home court advantage. If I ain't saying nothing crazy, they ain't going to root for me.
I know how Jersey get down. That's what I'm saying, Shug. You feel me?
Bruh, I told you I perfectly crafted this for Hitman. He think I'm like, bruh. He think it's not about conceited. It's not about Nick Cannon. It's not about Chico Bean. It's not about Carter. It's not about none of them. It's about me and you. You know what I'm saying? That's what he thinking, man. You come in here, you think you're gonna You come in here, you think you're going to battle me like battle surf, you lost your fucking mind.
Sugar, it sounds like to me that you already going into the mind of Hitman Holler. You already studying what you think your opponent's already going to come at you with. So you already counteracting what the fuck he going to come with.
I already know I ain't coming. I already know what he going to. What are you going to say to me? What are you going to say to me?
You going
to
talk about surf?
Nobody has. Huh?
You going to talk about you and surf, Detroit maybe?
Talk about
you know how the same.
Talk about it. Talk about it. That's cool. But you got a lot of skeletons, my nigga. Nobody know my nobody touch, never touched on, my nigga. We gonna talk, bro.
Sound like you going personal, Shug.
Nah, I ain't going personal, man. I got angles, man. It ain't personal. I got angles.
So
it ain't personal. It's life an open book. You feel me?
So let me ask you a question. Put your mind into Hitman Holler for a second. A nigga that hasn't battled in a long time, and he's coming to
but
Jersey.
But he hasn't wrote. He hasn't wrote a bar until he got paid. He said that in interviews.
I don't believe
he
that
rusty,
shit,
man.
Shit. That's bullshit. A lot of niggas say that.
Rusty,
I don't believe
man.
That.
He rusty, man.
You think he rusty?
This ain't something.
Nah. But, Shug, if I'm Hitman, I think Hitman also... The beauty
the
of this battle, pause.
Back. Yo, just listen. Pete, look at all the niggas that dip and come back and try to come back to this. Nah. And the game changed.
Yeah, but he's not Sirius Jones. I mean, no shade to Sirius Jones. He's not the mother niggas that came back and this Hitman Holler.
He didn't adapt too. Sirius Jones didn't adapt too good. You talking like
Hitman. Yeah, but it's Hitman, no sure. It's Hitman Holler. He left the game.
He
fell back a little
like
bit.
Hitman. But, Pete, hear me out. You talking like Hitman was a bar guy or something, though, like.
Nah, but Hitman is nice, though, Shug. I got to keep it tall, though, my nigga.
He
got classic moments.
And this is my thing. How niggas counting me out to the nigga with the nigga who known for one round? When I've been giving you two, three rounds, like. A fire, though, like.
Let's keep it real. If you're a real battle rap fan.
One round, though.
That's what I'm harping on, Shug.
One round.
Like, listen, if you're a battle rap fan, we all know the general consensus is Hitman gonna give you one fire-ass round. And sometimes, like, all right, prime example, a surf battle. I thought his first round was fire, and everything, that's why I had surf 2-1. I had Hitman winning the first round and surf winning the last two. You know what I mean? But I
that's
think...
That's all his battle, though.
Some O-Red, he did good against O-Red. I had him beating O-Red 2-1. You know what I mean?
Okay, yeah. You can run with that. You can put that on the tab, but O-Red was going on.
He beat Khan 2-1. You know?
Did he beat Khan?
I think he beat Khan.
Beat
Khan was trash. Khan was terrible.
Yeah,
oh, my God. That's
Khan,
when he took
Khan
the shot at
eight,
you
eight, eight.
For the first time.
He lost the 8
yeah.
He lost to the all right,
I had Verb winning, but the shit Hitman was saying wasn't
hey,
bad.
Verb
that's what I'm saying, Shug. He's not one of them niggas that... Yeah, but he's not one of them niggas that fell back
hey,
and can't come back in a game and the jump was still not there.
Hey, Verb, the worst nigga in battle rap, and he lost to him.
You said Verb is the worst nigga in battle rap, my nigga? You said...
Yo, Verb is the biggest 360 I ever seen in life. Niggas want to talk about
yo.
Me, nigga. He did the... He way back in the... He only main event... And he only battled for 100 people now.
I wouldn't mind seeing you in Verb battle, though. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Nah, he's not even on the fucking menu no more, man.
Nah, you and Verb be fired, though, man.
Battle Verb. Why battle Hitman and why battle Hitman and battle Verb and Verb doing all he battling for 100 motherfuckers every month. He doing some other shit. I mean, shouts out to them. You know what I'm saying? We come from that, but I'm saying though, but like to come try to fuck with me like right now, like. I'm not giving you no right, motherfucker, and you fucking up your career. And you going to these motherfucking places and losing, motherfucker. You just lost to a girl. Fuck out of here.
Oh,
man. Because these niggas tried to play me. You know what I'm saying? When the nigga was talking, nah, nigga, I ain't giving that nigga no light, man. Fuck him.
Damn. Try to see you a bird, though. Damn, you shot that down real quick.
Fuck him. Man, I'm looking at that. I'm looking for, you know, at the hit, man, I'm looking at Rock, man. He been popping a lot of shit, lying and shit in his raps, man.
A rematch?
I need to ask that nigga, man. Yeah, man.
We get a rematch?
I need to ask Rock, man. I called BZ. I said, yo, man, set that nigga up known seven, man. Stop playing with me. Niggas want to talk that gun bar shit, man. Come talk that to me, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we battled outside before. That was some light shit. We both came through playing. I still beat him next. Niggas talking about, oh, he a different Rock. Nigga, I'm a different Suge.
Yeah, yo, if niggas ain't ever watched Suge and Rock outside, nigga, because it's funny you said that. Tay Rock had recently said, when we interviewed him, Suge, that when y'all battle outside, how grimy that shit was. Niggas out there with the burners and all kind of shit.
Nigga,
you know what I'm saying?
I had on slippers. I wore slippers to the field.
That's shit, my nigga.
Yo, my nigga, I was in the street. I had on slippers, son, on set. You heard? That's how I cut through disrespecting. I ain't worried about nothing. I should cut through these wilder. Well, I was young as hell. Little quick nigga coming. Big quick nigga. Little young quick nigga coming through there. Well, why about Rock Mountain, remember?
Yeah. Sure. No, are you still writing up for that man, though? You still going to the pad every day, looking at that shit?
I'm not writing on my bench at writing. I'm not even practicing no more. Like,
can that be overkill? Like, you already had your rounds written and shit, and keep writing again and breaking your, you know what I'm saying, breaking your brain?
Yo.
Can that fuck you up sometime as a writer?
I got so much material, my nigga. You hear me? I ain't even practicing no more. Like, we can do this shit tonight. You know what I mean?
We can do this shit tomorrow. We can do this shit Monday, Tuesday, nigga. We ain't gotta wait this. We can do this whenever. That's how ready I am.
He really got me fucked up.
Damn. Wow. I ain't gonna lie though. I'm excited for this one. People have been saying this, Sugar, and I want to get your opinion about this. Does it make a difference his battles on UW? Does it matter it should have been on URL? It doesn't matter where the fuck is that, as long as it go down.
At this point, it, as long as it go down, man. I just feel like it's going to be big wherever it's at because... You know what I mean? It is what it is, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
If it's not going to be on URL, I'd rather it be on UW, you feel me? I wouldn't want nobody else to get it. Because either way, they both get that same feel. Like, you know, UW the streets, man. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So this might be the feel for that. You know what I mean? We're going to see.
Sure, I think you need this window, my nigga. I think you really need this win, son. Like that ass.
Yo, I'm in rare form, man.
Does it piss you off that your peers, like a lot of them, I seen Goods, I seen a couple of niggas picking Hitman. Does that bother you? Or is that like light a fire under you and shit?
All motivation, though. You blame them for this. I want to tell that man right now. Hey. Hitman, if you listen to the interview, blame your peers for this. You hear me? And blame your fucking ego for this.
Damn.
I was gonna go light. Nah, I'm a dust them. Dust them right off.
Sure, you
dust
said right 3-0
niggas
though, my nigga.
Playing with me. This nigga's playing with me. Nigga.
You said 3-0, but I guess you gotta have that mindset though. Like you going there 3-0, right? Nothing
bruh,
else, right? You gotta have that mindset.
Yo, bruh, listen. You don't understand, like. I wish I could just give it to you right now. Like, it could, like, you know what I mean? Like, you don't understand. You just don't understand, bro. You don't. You're not hearing me. Like, we going to talk, man. We going to talk. I'm going to get right to it, too, man. Like, I ain't playing around, like, out the gate, man. I'm not warming up. Out the gate,
man. Can you be a little bit over-anxious, though, Suge? Like, when you get on stage?
Nah,
you be a little bit over-anxious
because
you want to get that shit off so hard?
Nah, I'm Gucci. Like, we could do this whenever.
I'm Gucci. Yeah. Like, nah, like, let's get it. Like, that's how I feel. Like, cause niggas really, I hate, like, I don't hate it. I love it when niggas doubt me because that's when I do my best. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Niggas count me out. You want to bet money? You gonna lose your stool. Like, that's when I excel. Like, when, oh yeah, oh, it's shit on the line. Like, are we? Oh yeah, that's how niggas feel. You really like? You know what I'm saying? I bet. Say no more. You know what I mean? Like, niggas got me fucked up. Like it ain't me though. Like I don't shake rooms either. Like I don't shake shit.
But is it? For sure.
Like every battle, I don't shake. Like I don't shake the room. Like we gonna stop being? We not gonna act like that. Like I don't shake the room every battle though. Like we not gonna act like that. Like niggas forget that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Cause because he hitting the way. What that mean, like?
Well, sure.
He said
that
his
let's
mouth,
be real.
Man,
it's a popularity contest. For
huh?
sure. It's a popularity contest. The anticipation alone for a hitman.
He took interviews. I'll be doing my homework. I'll be listening to anything he say. He said it. This shit different. He ain't never battled nobody like me. He said it out of his mouth. He know this different. Mm. Come on, man. You know, I ain't... Like, you know what I'm saying? Math was like, you know what I mean? He want to say, oh, he know how to handle a bully. Math was like joking around with you. Like, I'm not playing around with you.
Yeah, Math was joking. Math, my nigga, but Math didn't really go hard body like he was, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, like he was joking with you. Like, I'm not joking with you, nigga. You crazy? You smoking crap? Like, what's up with you? Not smiling at you. Like, fuck. Nigga, crazy. You doing mad interviews, popping hella shit. Like, come on, bro.
That should be motivational, sure. That should be motivational.
Man, that shit is making
none,
it worse for him, man. That shit is making it worse for him, man.
Do you feel like you're the underdog, though, going into the battle? Do you feel like you're
the
underdog?
I'm the underdog. Yeah, I know I am. I'm a underdog every battle. Yo, you can announce me with anybody. To this day, they're going to be like, oh, sure, going to lose. I'm going to be the underdog. Until we get in the building, then it's like, they come to see me, though. You get what I'm saying? Mm. I'm who they come to see, though. But you want me to lose. You think I'm going to lose, but I'm who you came to see. Because you know I'm exciting. You know I'm going to do some exciting shit.
Do you think Hitman's
going
to be a little nervous?
I don't know what he's going to be. I hope not. I don't know what the fuck. I don't know how he's going to be.
Not to
he
be,
good,
to be
like,
off that long. And to battle Shotgun Shug, a grudge match, and the world watching
yeah.
pay-per-view, my nigga. You
he
know
think
what I'm
it's
saying?
Easy,
Shug, like,
no, he think it's easy. Like, he think, oh, I'm battling Shug. This easy light work. I got X amount of dollars for this. Like, this is it's easy. Keep thinking
sure,
that,
I don't
bro.
Believe that, though. I don't believe that, though.
You would never get that 25. Yo, I don't even know if he even got that, but you would never get that. You would never get that money again after January 22nd, man. You ain't doubling that. You ain't getting that again.
Yeah, sure.
He better not let me get the first round, man. I'll tell you that right now. If I do, he in trouble. I don't even know.
So you want to go first? If it's up to you.
It don't matter.
They like, yo,
yeah,
hit man, like, nah, you sure, you go first. You cool with that.
It don't matter. You know, you already know me. I don't give a fuck. I'm going to go first. But you see him on Twitter. Oh, man, he already banking on going second. Oh, if I go second, why should that matter? That don't matter to me. Yeah, I can go
that
this shit right
though.
Here. But my shit real though, man. Like I'm really from that though. My shit, like I'm really from that though. You know what I'm saying? That's the difference. He don't talk like me. Watch his battles, my nigga. He don't talk like this. This shit ain't authentic like that. You know
now,
what I'm saying?
Sure. Is the heart check
man, like?
Sure. Is the heart check worse than the? Is the heart check worse than the pocket check?
I gotta ask them niggas, man. I don't know. Like, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like I don't.
I
know,
said
man.
The heart check, Shug. I said the heart check is worse than the pocket check, and my bro, who's usually on the show with me, said the pocket check is worse.
I just come to do my thing, man. I don't gotta ask them niggas, man. Like it's I don't even want to pocket check niggas no more. No. It's like to that. I've been interviews. Like, you know what I mean, like niggas think I need that to beat niggas. If you don't do that, you
right.
gonna lose. Like I don't see his tweets. You don't pocket check him, you lost, son. Straight up. How I like? What you mean?
But it's a move for sure. It's a move that the fans love, though. It's a room. It's a room shaker. You know what I'm saying? The shock value.
Yeah.
That's what niggas love. That's why we love as fans. That's why we like the pocket check. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Nah, it's cool. Like I like it. You know what I mean? I know you're gonna come. Oh, you ain't pocket check, man. I wasn't even pocket checking at that time. Remember, like, when I battled, the first time I pocket checked niggas was when I battled who? Chalk T, right? Boom. It wasn't even a part of my plan.
RIP
like,
Chalk T,
right
quick.
He had touched me first. You feel me? So that was like a reaction. Like, that wasn't nothing in my bars. You feel what I'm saying? I was just like, he touched me first. So I went and threw that in there. And then on top of that, you know what I'm saying? The next time I did it was Bill Collector.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
My nigga, you picked Bill Collector up, my nigga. Yo, till this day, that shit got... My nigga, this nigga picked up Bill Collector. Like, look at me. Yo, my nigga.
But, like, I wasn't doing it. Like, that wasn't my move. You know what I'm saying? Like that's what I'm trying to explain, niggas. Like, that was never my move. Like, I did it to Tall T on some shit. He touched me first, so I did that back to him. And I was like, you know what I'm saying? The first time I ever actually did it was to Bill Collector. This is after Sway Sever. This is after Math. Like, I wasn't even doing it then. Like, I was still, like, battling off bars and shit. Like, you feel me? Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, niggas is saying, like, oh, like, you know what I mean? I ain't been doing this shit my whole career. Like, that. I started with Bill Collector. From then on, like, that's what I'm saying, niggas.
You don't get a lot of props, though, because a lot of niggas be doing movie schemes. And let's keep it real, my nigga. You was one of the first niggas that really was doing the movie schemes.
Av does all his bars, all his haymakers are movie schemes, bro. The nigga Av, all his haymakers are movie schemes.
Against Hollywood, my nigga, that juice shit. I never forget the juice shit against Hollywood, my nigga.
Yeah, man. I got another one, man. Yo. I got another one, man.
You got another one?
Yeah, I don't know who I'm going to pull it out
on. Oh, you got another move tucked in the chamber?
Yeah, I got another movie, though.
Oh, you got another movie? Oh.
Yeah. Oh, another movie. I don't know who I'm going to pull it out on. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got shit. I don't know if I'm going to save it for No 7. I don't know. You know what I mean?
Sure.
I don't know if Hitman going to get it. Who knows? I got so much in this clip, man. Like, niggas think I've been waiting for Hitman. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, battling Brins, like, I'm holding bars off because I'm waiting. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I battled Big T, I was supposed to be Hitman. Like, I held back from that. You know what I'm saying? Held back from that. Like, I could have really, like, got Big T to fuck out it. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm held back because I'm like, I know I'm going to get this nigga one day. He don't think so. I know I'm going to get him.
Let me ask you a question. Are you anxious? Let's start asking. Is it anxiety? Are you nervous? Like, the morning you wake up and you know you got to head to the battle, my nigga. That feeling
every
you have,
morning,
that adrenaline rush.
I wake up every morning, 4:30, 5 o'clock. I'm up every morning. I'm in the mirror. Hitman Holler versus Shotgun Sugar. That's what y'all been waiting for. You know what I mean? Every morning, that's how I'm coming. Like, but I don't even do that no more because I'm already, shit already, it's already drilled in me. Like, you know what I mean? Shit already a part of me now. Like, it's over. Like I said, that's why I said it could be tonight, tomorrow night, the night after that, whenever. You can get on the phone. You can do however nigga want to do it.
Yeah.
It's to the point. Niggas calling me, yo, round three. I'm already off. I'm already going. I'm already 10 steps ahead of them. They call, yo, that's second light. I'm already in it. What? Shit, he done, man. I'm not playing, man. Like, I don't even want to pop shit because they say the more shit you talk, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't even want to do that. I see he did like two Angry Fan interviews. He all on Twitter. He talking to, I ain't even talking about this shit really, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't really do no interviews, like, you know what I'm saying? So I know
it,
man.
Shug, he's probably
too
hyped on himself, though. You feel me? He's probably hyped, though, Shug. He ain't talk shit in a long time. You know what I'm saying? Shit, he got to get them bars off before the battle, my nigga.
Yeah, but he's
you know
anxious,
I mean?
Though, man. Like, it's just nothing. Because he don't know if the fans still going to fuck with that shit he used to be kicking. You know what I mean? That's the difference, man. It's this shit different. The whole battle game different now.
Yeah.
And we got to see if
you
he
like
can
how battle rap is now, Shug? being that you've been there for a long fucking time?
Man, I liked it back in the day, man. When it was more rugged, like, you know what I'm saying? It was just more, the battles meant more, man. You know what I'm saying?
I heard Tay Rock and Surf said the same thing. Back when you was battling other niggas and shit, like, y'all was back first coming up, like, it was real and shit, like, coming to the battle,
yeah.
Shit, got real with niggas and shit.
My nigga.
You know what I'm saying?
Bruh, when I battled K-Shawn, my nigga, you know how many Crips was in there? Like, you know how many used to come? When I battled Maj, you know how many Crips was in there, bruh?
That's what Surf was saying.
That shit was real, my nigga. That whole shit with Detroit, that shit was real. Real. Like I done had convos with, you know, like my nigga, like that shit was real. Like I'm a real nigga. Like you could ask Trick, like, you know what I'm saying? I spoke to that nigga like a man, like, you know what I'm saying? It went down like that. He know one of my big homies out here. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So my big homie, he called me, you know, he first called me, I'm like, yo man, listen, man, like, it is what it is. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to stop. You know what I mean? If I run into motherfuckers, I'm not going to, I don't know how, you know what I mean? So it is what it is at this point. You know what I'm saying? So you see, I was going, you know what I mean? So, you know what I mean? Niggas just respect me, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't fake when I seen him. I ain't fake Jax. Like, you know what I'm saying? It was what it was. What's good, bro? You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. Like, like niggas want to keep bringing it up. Like,
yeah,
fake niggas, like, you know what I'm saying? You keep bringing it up. If that was you...
Do you think when niggas is like, hey, man, bring it up.
If
he brings it up
in the
battle.
If that was you, you would have shit in your drawers, though. If that was you. If that was half you...
Yeah, some niggas would. Some niggas would, facts.
Nigga, come on, my nigga. Niggas would have seen that man is shit in their drawers, man.
Mm.
You know
shit,
what I'm saying?
It's funny you say that because I recently saw an interview with the Lox. And they was talking about the shit they had with Trick, and shit got real with them niggas in the D. You know what I mean?
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it can get that way.
Yeah,
you know,
facts.
Mm-hmm. When I met him, it was all love. Like, it wasn't none of that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? It was all love. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like I fuck with him. You know what I'm saying? And for me, him to chop it up like how we did, like men. Like real G's, like, and the niggas that keep bringing that shit up, that shit irks me. Like, yo, y'all niggas ain't never been through nothing though. Like, you get what I'm saying?
Mm.
Nothing at all. Like, you feel me?
Cause shit could have went left though. Cause shit could have went left.
Yeah, shit
could have
left. Like, you know what I'm saying?
On some G shit.
We in Atlanta. Obviously, you know what I'm saying? He with more motherfuckers. This is me and my man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Not for nothing. It was me, my man Arsenal was there, Ray Swag was there. You know what I'm saying? Like, Surf was in Atlanta too, but he wasn't at the venue at the time or whatever. But like, we was down there, like, you know what I'm saying? It was me, but who I came in a bit was me and my man who I walked in with and I seen him. Oh, it was good. You know what I'm saying? Hitman Holler run around. Oh, you seen that nigga? You started piling like a bitch. Like, what? Like, how you sound, my nigga? You wasn't even there. I never even seen you around a nigga. You know what I'm saying? You wasn't even there. You kidding me, bro? I'm a real nigga, my nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I keep it real 100,
yeah.
Like, all the time. Like.
Yeah. It's crazy. Now,
I can't
sure,
wait
let me ask
to
you
battle him, though. Like. This
you can't wait to battle?
I can't wait, my nigga. Like, this shit needs to be tomorrow. Like, this weekend. Like, I wish it was... We can fast. I'm telling you.
Well, we got
Let's
a week left, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Pay-per-view, definitely copping that. Gotta see this shit. Now, Shug, hold on real quick, Shug. Do you want to battle last, though, even though it's the main event?
Well, the whole thing, I ain't going to come to the battle to 7, 8. I'm coming, like, when it's time for me to battle. It's like, I hate battling last. I hate being in the building 5-6 battles, then I got to battle. Like, I don't even feel like battling no more. Like, I hate battling last. So, then I got to battle last, I'm going to come late.
So, you don't want to see other battles, though? You don't want to see Rock, Sharon, Oz, Chilla?
I'm going to watch the pay-per-view. I'm going to watch the pay-per-view.
I guess you want to be in your own zone, right?
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? Not even now. I just don't want to be, I don't want to be there doing all, I don't want to, all them interviews you niggas want to do before the
right.
battle, like, talking. I don't
right.
want to do all of that, man. Like, that shit drains you out, you feel me? So, I want to get in there, handle business, get to talk to the camera. A lot of motherfuckers doubt me, man. So, you know what I'm saying? I want to come in and handle, but I don't even really want to talk to nobody. I want to come in and handle business, put it down. That's that, like.
Shook, do you feel you got a proof, you got something to prove? Shook, do you feel you got something to prove to Hitman, the fans, the media?
No, I ain't got nothing to prove to Hitman. I got to prove niggas wrong again. Niggas think he going to 30 me, or Hitman going to 30 this nigga. He has never 30 nobody. Nobody. Are you kidding me? Who is he 30? Nobody. Never. Oh, man, this nigga think it's a game, man. His interviews and shit, he all excited, like, you know what I mean? He like, ooh.
But,
like,
Shook, you gotta understand. Shook, my nigga, I fucks with you, but I understand why Hitman is excited, though, man. He's been going on wild and out, being on TV every night. He's back now in the field, my nigga. He's back with the gorillas and the savages.
Man.
You feel me? That was commercial. Now he back in the underground. You feel
exactly.
Me?
Then he back in the junkyard with the pit bull though, like.
Chug, did the face off
he in there,
did the face off really add to it?
What you mean?
Like did you go into it after the face off? Did you look at it a little bit different? Did it add something to it?
Nah,
as
because
fire for you?
Like, boy, I hate face offs because face offs,
okay,
you know, you tend to give away, you know, everything that you know what I'm saying, that you basically going to talk about in the battle. So, me knowing that, like, you know what I'm saying, I really didn't want to do the face-off, but, you know what I'm saying, but, like, I had to. So, I went in there, you know what I'm saying, like, I talked about shit that he, you know what I mean, like, the obvious shit that he thinks I'm going to talk about during the battle, like, wilding out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, like, I'm going to have a bunch of wilding out bars, oh, he real, and, oh, I'm real, and mm-hmm. he's fake, and, I mean, like, you know what I mean, to a certain extent, but, like, not really, my nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Do you feel like he gave up a lot, though? Were you surprised how he was during the face-off? Did he give up kind of a little bit of info to you that you're like, yo, all right?
I mean, you know, his whole argument, like, I don't know exactly what he's going to say, but, like, his points, like, the shit that he think he got over me is he gets more views. I'm just getting popping. We started at the same time. I apologize to Trick Trick, or I apologize to Detroit, or some shit. You know, them is Detroit shit. Like, them is his angles, like the Detroit shit. You know what I'm saying? He
he
gonna
try to
tell me.
Surf.
Gonna talk about Surf. He gonna try to tell me I'm a punk. Like, he's gonna try, like, you know what I'm saying? When you're in Jersey and you saying that, like, that's not, you know what I mean? They crowd might go crazy in New York for that. Because they don't know me.
That might work
on
URL in New York.
Yeah, but I'm home. You trying to call me, like, nah. Like, nah, niggas know me, my nigga. You know what I'm saying?
I feel that. I think it'll be a little bit different. I'm hyped for this one, man. This one's going to be crazy. Do you guys
think,
now, Dre was
not
going to
be that easy.
Huh?
It's not going to be that easy, like.
Yeah.
That's my whole thing. Like, you really think. No, not that easy, my nigga.
Do you guys know, Dre was mentioning it about battling, do you know where on the card you're going to be going yet? I hope, personally, you're not the last battle.
I'm last.
Just because the crowd's tired at that point. You know what I mean?
I'm last.
You know, people.
They said we last.
They
don't want nobody
to
leave. They want nobody to leave.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? For the other battles and shit.
Okay.
It makes sense,
okay,
though.
I mean.
That makes sense, though.
I mean,
you could put Lux and Hollow 3 when Daylight and all that Surf and Calico and them was battling. You had to put Lux and Calico last. You know what I mean?
Like, sometimes I think that last battle just take away from what that shit's supposed to be, man.
It does.
Like,
it
yo,
does.
If you watch all these battle cards and shit, the battle of the night is never the main event. Never the last battle of the night.
Right.
Crazy.
Never.
Yeah.
Never. Never in the history of this shit. Never.
Mm-hmm.
Never.
It's true.
Is that the battle of the night? Is the last?
Yeah.
Never.
I think you guys should be like third, where the crowd's warmed up, the crowd's hype.
That's
what
I'm
saying. People are ready
because it's gonna be hard to match that. Niggas is really going in to see that though, son. Them Jersey niggas.
I get what you're saying, that people are gonna leave. Like, people are gonna go for that and dip out, but man, just like the crowd, it'll come out so much better on camera. That's what I mean. I don't know. I'm just saying it's different when you're there and you're standing for like fucking 8 hours. You know what I'm saying? And that the last battle comes, you know, it's just different. Either way, though, I think it's going to be fire as fuck, though. I mean, this is
Shook, what you thought about Nitty doing the pocket check, though, to Rock?
Uh-oh.
Did you see that?
I mean, niggas say Shook ain't did nothing for the culture. Niggas stealing my pocket checks, my what your life like. Niggas just, like,
yeah.
I mean, taking a
niggas
lot of my
taking
shit,
the life like, though. That's real.
You know what I mean? But that's I ain't real. Shit to the culture, though. Like, that's what the fans say. But all the rappers be taking my shit. It's crazy.
But
man.
Then some niggas will say, to be fair, now, Beans, you know, Shook got that from Beans, but you took it about, you took it what Beans did and took it in battle rap and flipped that shit.
I call Beans Seeger right now. Hey, big bro, who the only nigga you salute doing that What's Your Life Like shit right now?
Mm.
Hey, you gonna say Shotgun Shook, my nigga? It's
fuck that shit,
bro.
The block, man.
He already saluted me for doing it. Feel me?
Right.
Already. That's my man. Beanie, I fucked with him. That's my man. I call him right now. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. Like, real niggas fuck with me, my nigga. Like, niggas say I stole
got
it from
a joint with Styles P.
Throw it
out there real quick.
For.
Guilty conscious.
Oh, my nigga. Yeah, you already know the shit. Like, real niggas fuck with me, my nigga. That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, Hitman,
sure.
Man, like, this shit is going to be crazy, man.
I got to ask you one question, though, because I watch, shout out to Hip Hop Is Real right quick, Knowledge of God, that's my niggas over there right quick.
Yeah.
I've seen a couple times you say that you ain't impressed with the brother Av, my brother. What's, you ain't fucking with Av.
No, I just don't like, all right, my thing is like, all right, cool. Like when I say that, I'm saying it off with the consistency saying, like, everybody is saying this nigga is a god. He's not a god, my nigga. Like, he can definitely be beat, my nigga. Like, for real, like, he just ain't run across that nigga yet. He can be beat, my nigga. He ain't battled nobody that season yet. Like, I'll be on the phone with Norms. He even be, like, he be like, I'll be like, my nigga, like, this motherfucker, like, oh, Red is going to kill him, my nigga. He ain't battled, that, like, he ain't did nothing, my nigga. Like, he got, like, 4 battles, my nigga, on URL. He ain't did nothing, bruh.
You know what it is, for Av? Let me tell you as an OG why I like Av, though. Why I respect the young boy.
He's not a god, though. He's not a god.
No, he's not a god. Hell no, he's not a god. No, let's not throw that out there.
I would love for motherfuckers to stop saying that. Stop saying that.
Yeah.
Nigga talking about, he like, know what I mean? He's not a god, my nigga. Nah, he's really not. Like, motherfucker, I told Norm, I said, yeah, because I got something to do today, the best. So I'm like, I'm going to catch your Red. I said, oh, Red should be going last anyway. He the biggest name on the card. He talking about no Av is. What did you say?
He is, though, Shug. That's facts, though, Shug.
Bro, he ain't even got 5,000 followers on no social media.
Yeah, but no.
How is he bigger than anybody, man? What are you talking about?
Bro, almost. Shit, I can't fuck with you, my nigga. Nah.
No, real talk, though. Like, how you bigger than anybody, though?
He's the hottest nigga, though. He's the hottest nigga right now. He's the hottest nigga. And truth be told, Rock is that nigga in Cave Gang. But Av is that nigga right now, though,
son.
Av that nigga right now.
My nigga. He's because he knew he's all right, my nigga. Like, he not, like, don't give him too much credit. He not the hottest nigga.
No gas.
Bigger than no Reds, my nigga. You're not gonna do that. Not gonna
no, not
a
battle
of
culture. Not
Red.
A battle
of
culture. No.
He don't
sure,
have
me
more
out.
Fans than old Red, my nigga. Like,
sure.
Be real.
Not in the battle of culture overall. Body of work. You give that to Red, obviously.
Body of
But I'm saying right
but
now,
he,
name buzzing.
Like, that's like saying Designer hotter than, that's like just saying Designer. A bigger name than pick a nigga, man, like the Migos or something like that. You get what I'm saying? That's like saying that because, you know, he knew. That's a new song. Everybody's saying it right now. But at the end of the day, he's not going to put more people in that arena than the Migos. You get what I'm saying? That's just fact. He got the hot, he's hot right now. He got the hot little song, got the hot little battle with Run Nitty and Chess. But that's it, though. He got to do it again. And now he about to really battle a nigga who been doing this. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You not battling, come on, my nigga. You battling by battle a nigga who been doing this.
Facts. Listen, Red is anticipating too. Like, I ain't sleeping on Red at all.
I never said he was garbage, though.
Right now, you never said that. No.
I never said he was garbage, though, but he not no god, my nigga. He's
definitely
beatable, my nigga.
Mm.
He's definitely beatable. I would destroy him.
Now we talking
real,
that shit now, Sugar. You see where I'm going. Sugar Ave. A known.
Nigga said the same thing. Yo, I would destroy him, bro. Tell me. Just because they put all that face on him, man. That's how serious I'll take it, too. And I'm going to take it there with him, man. Like, fuck out of here, man. Like, he's not all that.
I would love to see that. I can't even lie.
Not to me, bro. Like, I don't see it.
Yeah.
For niggas to be scared of him, you got guns. Like, oh, I'm scared of what? Like, what are you talking about, bro? What? Fuck. What are you talking about? Stay away from me. What? Man, shut up, man. Y'all niggas
stay away from me.
What do you mean, man?
Oh, man.
Yo, Suge, I know you don't like him. I'm going to go back to it. I know you don't like him. Yo, that might be the best face-off of you and Hitman, I think I've ever seen, bro. That shit was funny as hell. More so because he was up there going crazy. And Suge just low key in his chair, just like leaning back. He's like, "Yo, but like, what you done? You know what I'm saying? Like, but like, you're not gonna win. You know what I mean? I think those are fire, bro. Just like kind of the demeanor and shit. It adds to the battle. Do you like watching them? I know you don't like being in them. Do you like watching them for other battles?
I haven't watched the face off with me and
for real. Oh man.
I really don't like them. You know what I mean? I ain't watched it. I really don't really like them.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel you. It just adds to it, I think, a little bit.
Sure. Now let me ask you a question. In hindsight, now looking back now. If you could do it over, would you battle Surf again? If you could do it over?
No.
Where y'all at right now in your relationship? Y'all good money?
Yeah, you good. Yeah,
all right. I'm saying this, Sugar, you know why? Because I really, and I say this in a respectful place this. Huh?
Ain't no beef.
That's what's up. I'm good to hear that. You know what I'm saying? A lot of niggas want to point on negative. You know what I'm saying? I like to hear niggas. Y'all niggas need to do music together. That's just my opinion.
Yeah.
But that's good to hear that, though.
You know what I mean?
What about you and Chess? That's something that niggas been talking about, too.
It's gonna happen this year. I don't know when, though, but it's one that I got a couple that's going to happen this year. That's one, though, but probably not no soon. Probably close to, like, the summer or some shit like that around then. I'll probably do
that. So, you a street nigga. So, feel me when I say that. You a street nigga. Chess is a little nigga in Belly who Nas is talking to. Chess is a little nigga in the movie Fresh. Chess is a little nigga when the OG's out there blowing cheese in his face. He just bitch.
No, he's not. Chess is a fucking great. He
comprehends
it very well.
Chess, a little hood nigga, man. Little dirty hood nigga.
Yeah, man, little dirty nigga, man. I don't know about dirty hood nigga. Like, the nigga said we cut the bottom of a 2-liter bottle to make a bowl out of it. Like, it was mad shit wrong with that. Like, for one, I know he live in the projects. That's for one. For two, the era that he growing up in, what, he just turned 18? I know his mother had wit while he was growing up, along with things that if he's struggling like that, that he got to cut him. You know what I mean? If he doing it like that.
Sure, it's just imagination, though, Sugar. It's just imagination, the struggle pain rap.
Fuck
that. Not a young boy.
It's not imagination. This is real. Look, this is real reality. Like, we don't talk about it. What is, I don't understand that. imagine now this is reality. That's what Hitman said in the when he said that shit that he, because you know he told Red he was loading one gun and shooting another, like he's loading a gun with one hand. Like I'm like that's he use your imagination. No, this is reality, my nigga. I don't understand imagination. I don't understand that. Mm-hmm. That's
what sure, every battle rapper bends the truth in battle rap, my nigga. It's just a story.
But that was some bull. Like I would never say no shit like that, my nigga. Like that was that was some bullshit.
Were you,
your mother had
were you feeling
kind of,
when he said, "I'll reload look, with the bullets that came out of"? Is that
like,
another one? Like what the fuck?
We gonna
like,
talk,
what does that
yeah,
mean,
bro? No more. Yeah. We gonna talk about. We gonna 20 second. We gonna talk about everything, man. That you can talk to nigga. Yo, listen.
Uh-oh.
But back to Chess, though. Like, the nigga, like, his mother had all kind of assistance with him growing up if he was struggling. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I know you get plastic bowls from, like, Family Dollar. Like, my nigga, like, anybody can do that. Unless, unless you, only way you cut it, 2 liter bottle, make a bowl if you, like, straight homeless, no house, nothing, you sleeping outside. Like, you know what I'm saying? You getting it like that. I can respect it. But come on, my nigga. I know you wasn't living like that, my nigga. I seen you at your earliest.
What about
around Christmas time?
What about
time,
the cutting towels, cutting squares and towels for extra washcloths? What about that one?
Woo! Oh no, I can go with that. I can go with that one.
That's that dirty hood shit, yo.
That ain't really dirty. Like I can go with that one. Like. All of, like it could be laundry day and ain't no washcloths left, but like I mean, it could be a situation like that. Like, you know what I mean, you ain't really got to be struggling for that.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying, man.
I fuck with Chess though, sure. I ain't gonna hold you.
I fuck with Chess too. That's Lil Shug.
I like
Lil Shug. That's Lil Shug. I mean, that's my son. That's my youngest boy, man. You know what I mean, but he just got to tighten up. I'm going to tighten him up, though. You know what I mean? He just got to tighten up a little bit. Get in the ring with daddy, man. You know what I mean? Knock him around a little bit, man. Get his head right. Mm. He'd be a problem, man. But he got to stop saying shit like that. Like, shit like that not going to get him over.
What you think about Shining Rex?
Huh?
What you think about Shining Rex?
Oh, I got Rex all day, man.
Mm. Oh, shit.
Yo, Rex.
I got Shine, though.
Nah, I got Rex. Rex, you gotta think, man. Rex gonna say something to K-Shine. It's gonna get on the K-Shine nigga wearing fillers on his sleeve, man. You know what I'm saying? So, you know,
yeah, that's the,
this Rex we talking
about.
That's the
part I'm worried about, Shug. The emotional side of Shine sometimes, where Rex might say something, and he's gonna strike a nerve, and he might fuck the battle up.
Yeah, K-Sean, if he fucked the battle, like let me tell you, like the shit with me, like with when niggas want to fight during the battle, that's like some of the corniest shit. Like if you really feel some type of way, get your money. Like see me outside when it's over though. Like have that same energy. Let's go outside. Let's do this. All right, cool. It's over. Let's go outside and let's handle this. No security gonna break it up or nothing. Like let's really get it in. Like. Niggas don't be wanting to do that, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, niggas want to fight during the battle, 10 seconds, and the fucking cameraman and the fucking security guard
breaking
it
come up. Yeah.
Niggas, and then niggas want to hit you while you not looking. Like, all kind of fucking fugazi shit, like niggas is punks, my nigga, like, for real, like, niggas want to fight during the battle, like, if you really feel some type of way, let's wait till it's over, let's go outside, like, and let's get it shaken. And then it's going to be more
Shug.
Fun because now it's a really brawl because like, you got your niggas, I got my niggas, we brawling. We having fun now. You know what I'm saying?
But Shug, hold on.
Niggas going to break it up.
But Shug, not to go back to your battle with Surf, but I said what happened with that battle is always the entourage. And I'm worrying about that with Shine and Rex. The niggas in the back throwing sets up. You know what I mean?
You got to think. Me and Surf battle was different. Like, Surf rolling 60s, man. Like, I'm great, man. Like, it's just, like, the street. Like, and then we so close. Like my niggas know his niggas. My niggas and got into shit with his niggas. His niggas and got into shit with my niggas before the battle. And, you know what I'm saying? Prior shit, like, some shit that we ain't even got nothing to do with. Like, it's just niggas know each other. Like, it's just that was different. Like, you know what I mean? Like, so, I didn't think it was going to be like, I knew it was going to be some kind of like, you know what I mean, some kind of, you know, tension, but I didn't think it was going to get like that. But, you know, it is what it is, man. It ain't about nothing, man.
Could you see any of these battle rappers ever saying, yo, let's run it outside? Because, like you said,
no, like,
we just never hear this shit. They won't happen. Yeah, we never hear it happening. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, for us, we just don't see that. Like you said, yo, if it's real, let's take it outside, let's run it, and then that's the end of it. But that,
said, that then we can have more fun, though, because now we can really brawl without nobody getting involved. And then if you get involved, we done got it in for like a good minute. Instead of that little 10, 15 seconds, you get into it on the stage. The whole time you trying to push around niggas from breaking it up. That's whack.
Yeah.
Let's go outside. If you really feel some type of way.
You taking it back to the old school days of URL, huh?
Oh, that's just what it is. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, like back in the day, like URL, like niggas, what? Niggas outside. Like, you know what I mean? Niggas used to be outside. What's good? But all right, cool. Say no more. Oh, you probably shit inside. What's up? Niggas catch you walking to your car. What's up? Come on, man. Back in, that was back then, man. This shit ain't like that no more, man. You ain't got to worry about nothing at no battle event now. You walk up in that motherfucker, shit peaceful. Shit peaceful as hell, man. You ain't got to worry about nothing. You good when you come through. Niggas won't, you know what I mean? The same niggas ain't coming. But we used to be in there, it'd be like 30 Crips, man. We first started coming to them shits. Then I started realizing what kind of environment I was in. Man, I don't even need to come like this, man.
Yeah.
Well, we should be wild, man. Yo, it used to be like, yo, Shug, man, don't bring the wild ass Crips with you, man. Yeah, start telling me that.
They be begging.
Ask them. They tell you. Call North. He tell you, yo, man, leave the wild ass Crip niggas at home, man. North will tell you. Call him.
Damn, that's crazy. Damn, that's like.
Well, Shug.
Yo.
Do you think this is the biggest battle of your career, though?
Yeah, it definitely is.
Man. Shit, man, January 22nd, this shit is going down, yo. This shit is finally happening, bro.
January 22nd, High Stakes 2, man. Elizabeth, New Jersey Club, All-Stars, that door's open up at 2. Shotgun Shug versus Hitman Holla. Shotgun Shug versus Gerald. Show out. Shotgun Shug versus Gerald.
Versus Gerald
and Jalen Fulton. That's the one battle.
Gerald
and Jalen, man. No niggas' names.
This is like a two. It's like a 2-on-1. Gerald and Jalen trying to battle Shug.
Gerald and Jalen. You know what I mean? Nice kids right there, man.
Shug said nice kids.
Now, fuck
gonna
with
be wild, bro.
I fuck with Show Out, man. He ain't gonna let you fuck with his big brother, man. I fuck with him, man. Stand up.
Yeah, you gotta respect that, though, right? Little brother holding his big brother down.
Man, leave my brother, like, you know, he was one of the niggas growing up. Man, leave my brother alone, man. Fuck you mean, dog. Like, hey, Gerald, man, stop letting him talk to you like that, man. Fuck you mean, I'm right here. There's a little brother saying this, though.
Little brother's the big brother, right?
Yeah, little brother, like, come on, Gerald, man. Yo, fuck you. Leave my brother alone, man. Fuck you talking about. So what, he bust your ass on the court? So what? His little brother talking to him like that, though. Like, yo, stop letting him talk to you like that, big bro.
Oh, shit.
For real. That's crazy.
That's crazy. Hey, yo, my shit about to die, though, you heard.
Yeah.
Yo, man, shout out PSA Radio, man. We out, man. You heard shot.
You already shook, man. Fall in the block, man. Good luck, nigga.
North.
Hold it down, nigga. Yeah. Come prepared, nigga. 3 rounds, Shug.
My shit like 6 minutes.
Nigga, don't stop. Don't jersey. None of that shit. You got to go hard. Hard, my G. Hard.
I'm a jersey after like 6 minutes, though.
Shout out to you, Shug. You already know what it is, man.
You already.
He's in the gym. Shout out, Shug. Shout out Shug coming on the show, man.
Yeah,
January 22nd, my G. Are you ready for that?
Yeah, I'm ready for that, bro. I'm ready.
I'm hyped for that, bro.
I'm
not even going to lie. I'm hyped for those. One of the last grudge matches. Not one of the, you know what I'm saying. But
yeah,
I mean, one of those grudge matches, man. We ready for that. Shout out Suge coming down, man. Suge and Hitman. What's happening? My bro Dre. We got a recap to get to. The classic recaps that we have here, sometimes better than the actual battles. But let's go. King of the Dot. KOTD dropped B-Dot versus Cortez. Now, did you get a chance? I watched it a couple times. Did you get a chance to watch it? If so, what'd you score?
Well, first off, shout out to King of the Dot. On the intro of the battle, you see when they was playing the snippets of both artists, Cortez and B-Dot's music and shit. Yo, I was feeling B-Dot's song they was playing, man. I think it was called Still Here or some shit like that. It had like an ill West Coast type of bounce type shit. You know what I mean? Cortez, Murder Gang, Brooklyn. You know what I'm saying? Round one, B-Dot. I think going into this battle, we kind of expected B-Dot to go the more conscious route. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you look at his previous battles versus Daylight, Danny Myers, you know, him and Danny Myers was top five battle of the year last year. Let me just throw it out there, too. B-Dot sets it off and even says to the conscious community that it's going to hurt y'all. So off the rip, when I'm watching this shit, like, all right, B-Dot, where we going here? You know what I'm saying? Going back to Pyru, Su Wu. Shit, even rocked a red hat and red sweater, my nigga. Like, I was like, all right, B-Dot. This approach by B-Dot is different. Some people might even catch feelings because it's not the B-Dot that we're accustomed to seeing prior to the other battle. Some people, I even heard people say, oh, he's contradicting himself. I didn't really look at it that way. I mean, you could be a nigga that's in the streets and then, you know, whether you found the Lord or you just went a different route with your life. I just thought B-Dot was explaining the struggles he had in his life as a West Coast nigga. You know what I mean? And I wonder what was going through Cortez's mind, Timbo, when he saw the approach B-Dot was going. You know what I mean? I really wonder what he was thinking about. You know?
Maybe. I think it was like, yo, I'm surprised by this. You know what I mean? More like, oh, shit. Yeah, I agree with you. That was one of the first things I thought of, too.
All right, wow. B-Dot said, I figure on the brain to work, don't blood got to pump through the body first? Like, I just like how B-Dot was breaking down Cali life. The blood essay shit, the Brooklyn Little C's line was cool. I can't front, man. Hearing B-Dot spit gun bars, did that throw anybody off? Like, imagine if Saga was on stage talking the way B-Dot was. He'd probably getting crucified. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
A little stumble, and, you know, he had to bring the bars back. But remember, when we interviewed B-Dot a couple of months ago when the pay-per-view battle came out, he was telling us that he was sick and shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The way I'm from, we was taught to hold a gun, think miniature golf, nigga, the smallest swing can get a hole in one.
Get you hole in one. That was fire as fuck.
B-Dot talked about being hyped to get his hands on one of Smack's Goonies. He said, you know these cats' two fingers in the thumb? How
they
show
the two
strap?
Fingers in a thumb? How to shoot a
strap?
But where I'm from,
two fingers.
Two fingers in a thumb better let you know where the fuck you at. Yeah, that was fire.
That shit was hard, my
that
nigga.
That shit was crazy.
Yeah, that was a haymaker.
The PlayStation logo line was cold.
Huh?
Yeah. That was fire, too. PlayStation logo.
The all-fake, crappy teeth line was fire. He even called out Mike P. Is that a battle you would like to see, Mike P against B-Dot?
I mean, I wouldn't be mad at it. You know?
Right.
I wouldn't be mad at it. Yeah.
Solid round one by B-Dot, man. What you thought about B-Dot's first round?
Nah, it was a super... It was more so, like you said, it was dope because I wasn't expecting that. I wasn't expecting that whole lane by B-Dot on this one. So I thought it was a fire round. Yo, he had some haymakers in there, Drake. He had some
lines in there.
Maker. No. One of my favorite ones I'm known for being fired on cam. You're known for being on cam getting fired on.
Yo.
When he said that to Tim, bro, that shit was, solid round. Fire round.
Solid round by B-Dot. Can't even front.
Yeah.
Cortez round one. And this is why I was saying I wonder what Cortez was thinking when B-Dot was rhyming, because the first line that came out of B-Dot's mouth, and I quote, is B-Dot going to lecture us? And B-Dot even said
no. Cortez's mouth. Yeah.
So he's already thinking, that's what I'm saying, B-Dot beat him to the punch already. B-Dot did a chess move, really, by going about he went the first round. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
And here's something very interesting, Timbo. B-Dot, who's known for the conscious rap, and Cortez is more known for the hardcore bars, it was like a fucking switcheroonie. B-Dot, his first round, talking more street shit.
Yep.
And Cortez set off his round talking more conscious shit, storytelling, talking about the little shorty, 9 years old, and Con Ed. Little shorty's stomach growled 100 times. Tez, man, I appreciate the pain rap, my nigga. But Cortez, did you not hear what this nigga beat out his spit in the first round, my nigga? He said Shorty's mom has been a dope head. I get it, but man, time is ticking, Cortez. Tick, 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 my nigga.
Dre, how long did it take him to actually get, like, a good reaction? It took him a while, bro, to heat up. I feel you. There wasn't a lot of haymakers in this, if any.
In this first round, he just, in the beginning, I like the pain rap, but I don't think he should have went that route with B-Dot. I think he wrote thinking what B-Dot was going to say, and that's why he crafted his first round the way he crafted it. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Now, let me say, I like what Cortez is saying. He's painting an ill picture of a little nigga, but, bruh, I'm just saying, Cortez, you got to heat up, my nigga. I mean, I did like the shade in between line. I thought that was cold. And when Cortez started getting at B-Dot for being a whack contradiction, a walking contradiction on how you busting your guns, now I wish he stuck more with that angle and pressed on that more. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The brother polite line was solid.
Yeah,
so
that was
Cortez said he's still
like
spending. Yeah, he said he's still spending Hitman Holler money. I mean, my nigga, I'm pretty sure he's making more bread than you got when you battle Hitman. I don't know. That didn't really do too much for me. When Cor was doing the, is it logic or is it gossip? Because you rap like you common. I'd rather rap what's common and pop whip for the profits. I like all that shit. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I did like the fucking hieroglyphics graffiti on the wall line. That shit was hard. That was cold. That was one of my favorite lines
for
Cortez in this round. Even the cheat to choose organic over smack, you working for the white man line, I thought that was solid too. Cortez, here's the thing. Even
good.
Timbo was saying it. It took you too long to heat up, my nigga. It just took you too long. You should have left that story shit alone and just stuck to what you was doing towards the end. Round one, Timbo, who you got, man? Talk to the people, man.
Man, I got B-Dot in this round, bro. 1-0 going into the second. Who you got?
I got B-Dot winning the first round.
1-0.
I could have done without the storytelling in the beginning. You know what I mean? Round two, B-Dot went back into the gun bars. B-Dot went back into explaining his life. You know, it wasn't fun to bang. The Love and Hip Hop Cardi B line was cold.
That was fire.
That was fire.
Yo.
The vault line was fire. The dodging bullets, Diddy dance. I like that shit. The interrupt scheme was cool. The Jersey shot line was solid. The me and Lux got different minds and mine in a real estate. Real estate? Real estate?
Yeah.
Nigga, what?
Real estate. Yeah.
Damn, B-Dot. The fake and the 9 Jerry Jones line was cold. We said, this is going to be so easy. I mean, how many of your battles got vaulted? I heard they put 11 in the slot. That's Cole Beasley.
That's Cole Beasley.
Fire.
That was flames, yo. I laughed at that one. That was hilarious. But, yo, fire, bro.
That was fire, too. No bullshit, my
that
nigga.
Was fire as fuck. Hell yeah.
Only problem I have with B-Dot in this round, Timbo, is the way he finished it. He didn't finish it too clean to me. But I like this,
round. It sounds like we say, you know, sometimes there's like a mental block with like the last bar to a couple of their scheme or whatever. And I think that's what this was. It was a sloppy finish. I feel you on that one. That's for sure. That was the sloppiest part of his round, though, was the ending. Definitely.
Just the ending. But minus the ending, everything he was spinning.
It was a
dope.
Good round.
Yeah, it was a
really
good round.
Yeah.
Round two, Cortez. First line that Cortez says is B-Dot and Loaded Lux walk into the bar. Now, when he did it and the cadence that he did it, the crowd was feeling it because they were expecting Cortez to go at a dope angle. And Cortez, you my man. But my nigga, I did not like this angle you was going, bro. Mm-hmm. When you said B-Dot and Loaded Lux walk into the bar, I thought you was going to break down an ill story.
Facts.
You went back into the story shit like you went back into the first round about the kid and the moms and the dope shit.
It just took
shit.
Forever to get to that punch, man. Like,
facts,
I get it, and it was funny. I get it. But like you said, Dre, I think he totally missed how B-Dot was going to come in this battle with bars and with gun lines. Like, he just didn't – it was just a complete miss. Because I feel like he would have then came with, like, you know, fire bars and, you know, gun lines and shit like that. But it was just different. And I feel like it missed, man. It really missed for me. And like you said, he heated up way too late. The punch was a minute late.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It didn't hit, you know? And then at the end of it, it was like, and they order two glasses of water. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's
funny.
My nigga.
I get it.
Hold on, my nigga. Hold on, Timbo. Can we harp on what you just said, bro? After all that storytelling you did, Cortez, you my man, bro. Brooklyn, all that. But after all that storytelling you told the people, we find end up that Lux and Bida end up getting water?
Yeah.
Nigga.
That's what I'm saying.
Cortez.
I'm sorry.
I mean, that's the thing, though. But notice this, though, Timbo. In the first round, Core was going to the story, right? But after the story, he's going to the bars. It's the same thing in the second round. Went into a story, didn't hit hard, but then he went back into the wordplay. The Israelite Norman line, I thought that was cool. I like how Core was talking about Puerto Ricans and blacks coming together. I thought that was – I like that angle and shit.
Yeah, I did too.
Core explaining why he used the N-word and stuff. Mm-hmm. B-Dot seemed not to like that explanation for him using the N-word. Cortez, your second round was
high,
my nigga. Talk to me,
Timbo.
It was high.
I mean, the best part of his second round was like the second half. You feel me? Like the second half, he started like getting into it, and it was getting better. But I mean, it's just too late for me, man. I got B-Dot the second round. Also, what about you?
I got B-Dot too. And the hop on the pick of that, what you said is
two.
Really twice to Cortez what Timbo was saying to me. I agree. Twice. You didn't heat up to the second half of your material. You know, and by the time you're doing that, B-Dot was already cooking in his first half and his second half.
He was
half.
Already cooking. Exactly.
Round three, the old Naughty by Nature line, OPP. I thought I was dope. And then B-Dot dropping some Hispanic science on a Hispanic nigga angle that was just crazy in my opinion. You go on a hot run and still know someone madness. Damn, I know that guy is sting, man. That got to
What did he say? You went on a 3-month hot run and still know summer madness fire.
That shit hurt. That was sting.
Yeah, that shit.
You know what I mean?
I felt that one too. Yeah.
The Black Pride Shaka Zulu line I like. I thought
Shaka
was going in again, man. The Onyx Contra line. Then B-Dot went back into the Hispanic culture. This nigga B-Dot is literally speaking Spanish to Cortez and telling him he doesn't understand what he's saying and you don't know about your ancestry. Like, nigga, what? What?
Yeah.
Well, what you thought about B-Dot's third round, my G?
Man, it was the perfect cap off to the battle, bro. Like, I fuck with it. And shout out to B Dot for apologizing for maybe getting a little bit too loud during Tez's round.
Right,
too,
right,
bro.
You know, he seemed to do that.
He was like, "Yo, my bad. I apologize." So, shout out to him for doing that. But yeah, man, I mean, I thought it was a perfect capper on his bars for his entire battle. Once he did the Spanish shit, he did it differently. Like we say, Dre and I say this all the time. If you're gonna use an angle that's been done before, just do it differently. You know?
Yeah.
It's okay to talk about the same topic, but just do it differently. The fact that he went into Spanish and actually started going into the history of it, that was crazy. That was fire. So I fuck with it, man.
And is it me? Because I watched this battle 3 times, and I think after B-Dot's third round, I'm not going to say Cortez looked defeated, my nigga, but just the way he set up his third round, he just looked, not say drained,
but the demeanor. Yeah.
He knew. I mean, Cortez said niggas waking up thinking about ISIS, wake up in the morning thinking about ISIS. Cortez, my nigga, who is thinking about ISIS when he wake up in the morning, my nigga?
Yeah.
I'm just asking. It's stealing from the collection plate. All right, the Scarface line, the Stake in the Prime line was solid. The Higher Learning Remy line was solid. Call you my nigga, fucks with you, all that. You my guy, but I just got to keep it a G how I feel. I got B-Dot 3-0. Nobody back. I just got B-Dot winning every round, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I just got a 3-0 yeah. B-Dot.
I'm the same way, man. 3-0 B-Dot in this battle. You got the same way. Nobody, but it was a win, man. Shout out B-Dot and Tez. The battle is out now on King of the Dot. Go check that shit out, man. Shout out King of the Dot. Dropping battles and shit. Yeah, you guys already know what the fuck it is, man. It's PSA motherfucking radio. Shout out Shug. It's going down. We've said it once. We'll say it again. January 22nd. Obviously, we'll have plenty of shows before then. But, yo,
yep.
It's officially it's going down, man. We got Shug's word. He's ready for it. Let's go, man. Shug, January 22nd, High Stakes. Yeah. What up?
Well, take us home, Timbo.
He sounds ready, man. You guys already know what it is, man. PSA motherfucking radio. We live. We direct. Late night edition. My bro Dre, 3 Letterman. Take us out, my G.
Man, shout out to my bro Timbo. Shout out Shug. Shout out Drizzy on the back. If you motherfuckers have not gone on me and Timbo's PSA podcast, do yourself a favor. We got the Goods and Soup Surf discussion. We got Goods talking
fire.
Hey, Rock. We got Tay Rock and Sue Surf talking haters, gun titles, writing of bars. We got Tay Rock talking about his battle with Nitty. We got me and Timbo's recap with Rock and Nitty. We got QB talking about battle with Oz. Me and this crazy nigga battle troop talking about High Stakes and Born Legacy, Doggy Diamonds. Big Cannon, Craig Lamar talking about their battle went to the fourth. Big Cannon talking about Craig Lamar, Zach TV. We got Austin McBriz recap, Jims. A Verb interview on there.
Yeah,
I mean, it's mad shit, man. You already know what it is.
It's crazy. We out here, man. You guys already know what the fuck it is. We out.
Easy.